Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. It is April 23rd, 2015. I'm Chief Langley, and this evening we're going to address cyberbullying. There's a lot of that going on. I have become a victim of it. So tonight we're going to address it. And we're going to address those who are the aggressor. I want to talk about Quincy Mitchell, also known as Uche Moore, and several other aliases. I blocked this kid a few months ago because I don't agree with his methodology. I said nothing ill to him. I blocked him. He is the creator of these Facebook creations. And what do I mean by that? He created some posters against William Bell. He created one against Britney. Creative artwork, very creative. He created a video of Carrie Moore, Carrie Davis. I don't know why African Americans still let him back in their group, probably not knowing he is Uche Moore. But the problem I have, if you are Cherokee, why are you using an alias, Uche Moore, and using my picture? That is an old booking picture of me. See, there's one thing about me. No one can tell me anything about myself I don't know. I had an ex-girlfriend that put a false charge on me, and I had to leave my house and spent one night in jail because she said I abused her, and I did not. There were two other witnesses in my house. It never went to court, but I did have to pay a bail for it. So if you're going to post something, post the truth. Second issue I have is using my grandmother. When you put my grandmother that raised me from 3 days old into a blog without my permission, and you take pictures off my Facebook page, and you take pictures off the Uche website, which is copyrighted, you better start learning some internet law. Because apparently the young kid don't know it. I have an issue with that because you're playing dirty. Now, I could throw some comma back and go on a rant myself and post some pictures of your grandmother and your mother. I don't do that. My grandmother is sacred to me, and she's sacred to her other grandchildren. Be careful. People will come up missing. Now, I don't know who guided you to do that. My grandmother is off limits, Quincy Mitchell. My aunt is off limits. See, that's a bad pain for my family. My aunt died over 25 years ago of a murder-suicide. So you going to go and sling some mud and purposely not to deal with you? I unfriend you and deleted you, and you still do these smears. Who are you getting this information from? Yamasi somewhere? Because I am not a Yamasi, and my grandmother is not a Yamasi and never been. So don't fall for any misleading, fraudulent documents or fraudulent newspaper articles. I'm sick of it. I'm going to also address on Google, because that's what they do. They put these blogs up. Fake Uche tribe. I ain't the only Uche in this tribe. I'm fake. I got ran out of town. Y'all need to go check the court records to see who has been in and out of court with Allendale County. See who's suing the judges. That's the characteristics of a Moor, always going foul and put a lien on somebody. My name has always been Lonzado Langley from the day I was born. I changed my name. I don't sell insurance. My great-granduncle sold insurance. So tonight we're going to talk about cyberbullying. Because I'm sick of it. Totally. Apparently something is wrong with the young man. He can't accept rejection. If somebody blocks you or deletes you, they don't want to be bothered with you. I have a good mind to post your entire conversation, which they have accused me of doing. See, I don't post conversations unless people lie and say something I didn't say. Then I will show the conversation. He hacked into my Facebook account, sent the message over to Joy Spirit, as if I told the conversation she and I had. I reported all of this to Facebook. I reported it to local law enforcement. And I reported it to higher authority. I don't play when it comes to my grandmother. I'm sick of the nonsense. Period. Yuchis have never been Moors. Never. Ever. So tonight, because you know what? Comma is something else. So I'm going to open the lines because there are some other people who've been bullied. So we're going to talk about this tonight and see if we can put an end to it. 414 and 404. You can chime in.
Hey, what's going on, Chief?
Hello.
Hey, Will. Hey, Britt.
Hey, what's going on, Brittany?
Brittany?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, she is. Go ahead, Will. You got the floor.
Girl, it's not that I really care, but what he does, because my genealogy is personal. I'm not trying to prove to anyone else that I'm Native or anything else. That's my personal business. But he did make a poster of me putting my face up, saying that I was fake Indian this, fake Indian that, which probably misleading to some people that don't know me.
Exactly. See, the issue I have, why do that stuff under alias if you so powerful and strong? Why be a coward? See? Create all these other things and hide, man. That's childish. Apparently, he's probably dealing with some mental issues, I do believe. He probably rode the little yellow bus. I don't know him personally. I've never spoken with him, but I am sick of him. Period. And that little badgering he done to Brittany, if it happens again, I recommend Brittany report it to Facebook and report it to the local police in Atlanta. This is how people end up missing. This is how people end up getting their behind whipped off of Facebook. Because it's nonsense. When somebody don't want to deal with you or associate with you, go on about your business. But you're going to go on a chance because you got kicked out of a Facebook group, because you got blocked. Apparently the people ain't feeling you.
Yep. Yeah. Make a movie about it. Reverse fatal attraction. Man, it's like a little woman.
When it put my grandmother in there, it got personal with me. My grandmother is sacred to me, living or dead. I don't play those games. I got a history. My history is documented. My genealogy is tight. Even post a picture of my uncle and I at my grandfather Henry's tomb. And my grandfather, Henry Langley, was in the Civil War enlisted as an Indian Negro. Negro, you better learn some damn history. I ain't never be the one, and I tell everybody else, don't put all your genealogy out there. You got heritage, Steve. Native people were never about color. It's about blood.
Mm-hmm.
So going around here looking at descriptions of people may not be what you think it is. I take issue with that. I'll soon be 49 years old. He old enough to be my son. I don't play those games and not going to play them anymore. Brittany, you have something?
Really just adding on to what William was saying, Quincy stalked me on two different Facebook accounts. The names were Tanya Green and Vince Wallace. But it had the signature sort of Quincy feel to it. And, you know, the way that they wrote to me was very similar to his style of writing. And both of them were putting up pictures like exposed, calling me a fake Indian, which was funny. And then also pinpointed where I live and everything like that. It was really crazy.
Yeah, you should report that to the authorities. You should, because people think they can hide behind aliases on Facebook and throw this slander and this bullying, and don't think for one minute that their IP addresses is not tracked, the GPS location is not tracked, which goes to their house, and the IP address goes to the network LAN that they're on, and from there it goes to the MAC address of that specific computer. So you can't hide when you do stuff on Facebook, because there are mechanisms out there that track you. You try and delete your hard drive all day long, all that stuff can be recovered. The best thing you can do is take your hard drive, break it apart, or destroy it in the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean somewhere. Other than that, that information is retrievable. And if they pull it from the ocean, the information is still retrievable.
Yep.
Time for these games. I don't know. 312, I'll bring you on the call. 312?
Hi. I don't have a question at the time, but I'm just listening because what had happened, that sounds really terrible.
Yeah, that's the games people play.
Brittany, did I hear you right? You said this guy, Quincy, has a female identity as well, or did I hear it right?
Yeah, it has a female identity, and then he uses pictures from a YouTube blogger that I know of. So I know it's not his picture.
Women panties on Facebook.
Now, in that case, you don't know whether to give him a tissue or give him a tampon.
That tells you something about somebody's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, hooked up with a total psycho.
My advice is when people block you or delete you, what you going to get upset about? Move on. Apparently, they're assuring you they don't want to be bothered with you. So why create all this bullying?
I didn't realize Facebook was that serious to some people.
I report it. If it happens again, I will report it again. I ain't gonna play these games. Me, my mama, and my aunt off your blog or your YouTube post. We take that very personally. And I hope your own mom and daddy is listening to this conversation. 205.
Hi, family. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I was just listening to this chatter. And,
hey, sir.
You know, it's really high. It just really, you know, it astonishes me how so many people are just plain haters. You know, you got people that just, you know, hate on things that you do, and they should really go and find their own life. I mean, you know, that's real tragic. It's a lot of that going on out here. It's just, you know, people just hating each other, you know, hating things for what other people do when, you know, they should move on and do their own thing. But I'm just blown away by this, you know, bullying thing you all talking about on this, on Facebook. I mean, like, you know, Facebook has, you know, interrupted a lot of people's lives. I mean, you know, like, Facebook really is, to me, is like a destroyer. You know, I mean, they post all kind of mess up there, and, you know, people are at each other's throat, and it's a whole lot of negative stuff that really shouldn't even be on Facebook, you know? It's like everybody's at each other's throat, and it's sort of almost designed that way for us to, you know, be at odds with each other. So, but, you know, I really think, you know, that's terrible. You know, I hope whoever it is, you know, stop it, because it's real ignorant.
Maybe they think it gives them power. They don't have no power out here in the real world, but then they can get on Facebook and create power. My thing is, why be a coward? Why create all these other aliases? Use my picture. I don't subscribe, and anybody ever listening to me and heard me from the beginning, I don't follow more science ideology. So why create a picture of me and run around and say, Eugene Moore? So you offend somebody, then it's my picture. Then folks saying, oh, yeah, that's Chief Langley that did it. Oh, that's Lonzetto Langley right there. He ain't gonna have no nuts showing up to my door. But see, he's not smart. He should be smart. If he studied internet law, you cannot do that, and that is a violation. So he ignores the violation. YouTube tells you before you put up these videos, do you have rights to this? You have rights to this person's name? You have rights to their pictures? So one think because they put it on an alias, they don't know what computer it come from. They don't know what MAC address it came from. He best think again.
Yeah, well, see, they don't know the rules. You know, they've made it so, you know, like, I think, what, the communications kind of fall under Homeland Security. I'm not for sure
exactly.
On that. I couldn't be wrong.
You hit it exactly right.
That's a violation of, you know, federal law.
Exactly. It is, but they hide behind this alias. See? They continue to add to the one on Google. Fake Uchi, yeah? I ain't never been a member of the Mount Arafat clan. Never. Well, because Renee Sanders, that I met on Facebook, started training and sharing information in our e-campus. Now I become Mount Arafat. That's baloney.
Yeah,
they're
that
teaching
one thing.
Just like I'm teaching. So we share information. I don't get involved in those other family squabbles. That's none of my business. and not my family to get involved in that. But I know where it came from. See? I know exactly who's pushing it. But ain't no law enforcement looking for me. I don't have to hide. Nowhere.
And it's getting more and more where, you know, people are really going to be sad and upset if, you know, the government decidedly take over the entire internet and all communication. That's what they're trying to do now. But it's like people like this guy, is giving them fuel to the fire to take it over. But, you know,
he has no respect for himself, I would say, because if he did, he wouldn't post pictures of somebody else's family members. If you got an issue with me, you deal with me. But he would think hard if his mother and picture and grandmother picture showed up. See? I ain't gonna play that game.
Yeah, it seems as though once he was rejected, it's like, you know, he has some type of vendetta, like, you know, well, you know, since he's going to do that or whatever, I'm going to do this. And it's, like I said, it's like a hater thing. You know, he's hating, you know, when he really has no reason to. Nobody wants to be bothered with you, dipping into other people's lives about your own.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Especially when somebody don't know you personally.
Yeah. But I'm just going to hang up. I'm not going to hang up. I'm just going to fall back and mute my mic and give the full back to you guys.
Okay. All right. Okay, Will.
Yeah, I would say that the personal attacks should be off limit when you're talking about other people's family. Everything else, to emphasize what you said, Chief. He has an issue with you, me. I don't know what issue he has with Brittany. But to my knowledge, she never said anything about him or anything else. I didn't.
I tell you what, when that African American group find out how many aliens he is and he's the Uchimura, I wonder how long they're going to keep him in that group with all the drama he had with them.
Yeah, that's true.
If they listen to this radio blog, they going to show no he is Uchimura. It's a damn, that is pathetic and sad. Must really want to be a Uchi that bad. Create an alias and use my picture. Even if it is a booking picture, you want to be me?
That's exactly what it is.
I couldn't my thoughts to do that for a grown-ass man. Then when they had that little thing, I'm 32, 33 years old. I don't need no friends. Fine. Click. Oh, you lost the debate? Man, I don't debate facts. I ain't got time for that. Any accolades in my life to deal with nonsense. But I'm not going to have my grandmother, who held the legacy of this family, disrespected by a young punk who don't know her, listening to crap from somebody else. Especially, he needs to think twice about his own mother and grandmother.
He's
ain't
been rejected by his family. Yeah. Anytime a man has the kind of mind to make a female identity of himself, what is wrong with him? His family probably had rejected him long ago. That's probably what the problem is. When he was in our group for that short time, we showed him love, and the man probably ain't never had anybody else to care about him. So when we had a difference in ideology, it was time for him to take his side of the road and go on somewhere else because we came to a crossroads. He felt rejected. There wasn't no rejection. you don't think the same way we think. So you go around people that thinks the same way that you think, and you just took it personally.
Exactly.
You act like a dog that been beat too much or a dog that ain't been beat enough.
Like I told you, don't know what to give him, a tampon or a napkin.
Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with it. You need to join one of these groups out here that deal with psychiatry.
Hey, you have anything, Britt?
I don't really want to say too much more about that, but I just I don't know what's wrong with him, and I hope he gets some help because he needs it.
Well, next time he pull that stunt, call DeKalb County.
Yeah.
Law enforcement will give him some help. That'll get his attention.
Three hots in the
car. I ain't going to deal with the nonsense. Hide in the back room of Facebook under aliases. Shit. That is so sad. A grown man got that much time on his hands to create all these other accounts.
Yeah, it's sad to say, but I don't think
psychological problem.
That can only be what it is.
Gotta have a psychological problem.
Yeah, he's not alone. I had to block a few people. I'm friend a few people on Facebook that allowed him to friend them and troll and be able to see what we're doing in our group and what we're doing on our pages. So,
yeah.
You know, they can't tell me that they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I saw one little post you wrote, but I got mental issues. Yeah, I'm going to have some mental issues. He posts my grandmama again. I'm going to go crazy on that ass. And if you listening, Quincy Mitchell, I am talking directly to you. Grow up.
There's
I don't know you, and after your antics, I don't care to know you. Hack account again. Watch what happens. I know you're tempted. Get mad. Go do it. Hack my account one more time. Now, we're going to put this on blast because it's nonsense. It's childish.
Erase that female identity you're running around with. It made me think that you half the time wearing panties around the house.
He might be wearing panties. Might be undercover. She creating all these undercover accounts. That is cowardly. Think I am embarrassed by old booking portfolio of a false charge? I'm hurt because I didn't think that female would do that to me. I live life by experiences, so you can't defame me. You leave my grandmother and my aunt out of this. Who you find your mother and your aunt floating on some bogus stuff. You'll learn to respect people, respect elders. That's not even Native American if you have it in him. That's nigger shit.
Exactly. individual that he was crying when we put him out the group. Is he that damn hurt? I know he shed some tears.
What are you crying for? If I don't agree with your more science ideology, if I don't agree, if you think when the rock cries out that Africans are Indians, it's shit, then you go ahead and believe that, because that ain't my ideology and nobody going to make me believe that. That don't fly. Yuchis were never Moors. Never. I know my history. I know the history of my people. Just because the Yuchi is heavily documented in colonial history, now all these Yuchi Moors popping up under his guidance with my picture. Most people got common sense, done listen to me long enough to know Langley don't fall for that. So why post my picture? Then you acting like you me? That damn sure ain't my character. I don't know who you acting like. I took that crap straight to the police department. I said, see this picture? That is not me. See this account? That is not me. If anybody come after me with any nonsense or anything fraud, you go look at this person right here named Quincy Mitchell. Play those games. You got time for them. And you can create more blogs about fake Indians all day long. My history is documented back to 1725. Play these games. You're going to never play them. I don't pass out ID cards. I don't go up to the UN talking about I'm sovereign. I ain't going to never go. I have dealt in conversations and meetings with the state and federal officials long enough to know there's only one route to go. You can find me giving nobody no fake-ass ID cards thinking they got something. And they don't have nothing. Run around here driving off their ID card and going to go to jail. Walking up to a university with an ID card, think you got some Indian benefits to go to college. And there's none. Creating fake birth certificates. Fake identity. Got time for that crap, man. The more lies they tell, the deeper they are. Then when they get exposed, they try to tell more and more and more and more lies. They want to point the finger at somebody else when they the one doing the dirt. Then create two or three websites. You think it's a different person talking. It's the same person. That's a bunch of crap, man. Straight up paper terrorism. I want nothing to do with it or them. I know who they are and know what they've done. Personally. We'll continue to go on Google and create these fake Savannah River Utes all day long. It doesn't matter to me. I've never been ran out of Allen. That's my home. Most of them Negroes around there that's claiming that other crap never knew of Allendale if it wasn't for me. I need not to go there. They continue to hide behind Facebook and put out this false information. But I guarantee you, you go and check the court public record and see who's the criminal. You won't find Langley. Guaranteed. These are games people play. Then they post the mortgage modification. Oh, his house went in foreclosure. Really? You better go check the court records and see who won the case against Bank of America.
I don't have time for crap, man.
That's when you find people going around looking for crap to defame somebody. It has nothing more to do with their time. But because I have this information, it's my family blood. I pulled the hop on the side of the night. Shoot, it's my behind. They don't fly here. If they had enough common sense, they would stop a lot of that crap and really dig into their genealogy and history. They may find some evidence on their family if they take the time to go study and get rid of all these other false identities. It's sad. It really is. It's pathetic. Crap like this mess it up for people who are native to this country trying to find their way. Because it totally confuses them because they mix truth with lies. That's the worst thing in the world you can do. Mix the truth with a lie. So this little South Carolina dog, supposedly, which is no more than Quincy Mitchell, put the photo of me up as if I went to jail for heritage stealing. Then they turned around and posted in the Oklahoma group. See? You don't know my genealogy. I have never used the term full blood in you. I don't do that. As a genealogist, I know better. You don't know what you have in you. One thing I can say, as far as I can go back, I haven't found it yet. But I continue to look. Bunch of crap, man. People forget coming to me and consulting with me on Facebook, asking me questions. They must be forgot what they have written. Go ahead, Will.
I'm just listening to you.
You have anything, Britt?
No, I said my piece. I don't have anything else to say.
Like I said, bullied you again. Copy it. Email it to the local police department. Call them over. Show it to them. Show him all other areas that this person has and file a complaint.
Okay. 901, you have anything? 901, you have something? Want to say?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
So,
today has been about Facebook bullying and internet lying, trying to defame people or personal vendettas for people many people don't even know personally. I take my grandmother to heart because she raised me from 3 days old, in life or death, and she's going on now, she's an ancestor, I will still defend her with my life. I don't play with my family legacy, and I don't play with trying to slander my grandmother. So those of out there, if you're thinking, you need to think twice about your own parents before you try to attack somebody else. Because when karma come around, buddy, it's coming. You throw doo-doo, you gonna get doo-doo back. Guarantee you. This message has been directly Quincy Mitchell. Leave me the hell alone. That is your final warning. Period. I block you. I move you. I will not deal with your antics. Keep it up. You might get a visit. Go on with your life. Leave me alone. Leave my family alone. Especially my grandmother. I don't tolerate it. You are a thief. Thief, punks, and cowards do that. Then hide under aliases. But you know what? Nobody else may not think that's you. But in your heart, you know it's you because it is you. Madness needs to stop. I've said all I am going to say. So you and your alliances, whoever fooled you to try this stunt, can continue to write fake Savannah River Banayuchi, because I know exactly who it's coming from. Everyone with common sense who can read and write and search two court records will find who are the real criminals. I don't beat women. Never. I had a grandmother that raised me. But sometime in life, we can make the wrong choices with women. And some people are vindictive to do certain things. So we have to be careful in life with your choices. Choices in your personal life. Choices in your love life. You have to watch people by their diet. Because what they eating will cause them to do some crazy things. These things are very important. Very important to remember. So tonight, I wanted to give this talk because too many people have died, gotten cut, gotten shot, gotten beat up. All because of cyberbullying. The people on the internet, they don't know. And some of the people on the internet, they know. Going to use social media, use it responsibly. I use it to educate. So, in that today, I'm going to open the floor up for a few more. And if they don't have nothing else to say, we're going to end this call. So, 312, you have anything?
Well, I didn't want to, I mean, I'm listening because I'm just trying to, you know, make sure that I hear everything in terms of understand what happened. When did this guy come into, you know, into the group?
Hey, man. He came in actually about 5 or 6 months ago. We see him arguing with the African, the AAAA group. So we went in, read a couple of their posters. Then just to get their goal, we invited him into our group. Like I told Brittany and everybody, he was never one of us. We just brought him in and hoped that he could benefit from our education. And he just couldn't see the light. So we let him go. We didn't let him go in anger. We just split ways with him. So he was about 5 or 6 months down the line.
Okay.
That answer your question?
Yeah, thanks, Will. Well, I'll just say this. I mean, when somebody has any intention to do anything wrong to somebody, it definitely will come back to them. So, you know, he should definitely be mindful of that because, you know, I agree with the chief. You know, karma is something.
Personal attacks. Because he know he has nothing else that he can do toward us. He can't come at us with our philosophy. He can't challenge us on anything that the chief has taught us or any of our posts, so he has to go personal.
Mm. Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll change his mind. You know, because that sounds ridiculous. If he's doing something like that, you know, he's bound to get in trouble, you know, legally and everything. That's what it sounds like to me.
He got a real serious problem. He gets attached to people. People don't want him. He's like the abused lover or some shit. Oh.
Do you have anything else? No. Go ahead.
No, I don't have anything really.
Okay.
All
right. I'll tell you, Brett, it's pretty much a disgusting topic to have in the first place. It took Chief a while to even decide to have this blog talk, but it had to come out. Because some of the posts, the guy is very talented with videos and graphic arts, and he's misleading a lot of people trying to get at us. He's misleading a lot of people, so it had to come out.
See, what he thinks, a lot of those people are laughing with him. They are actually laughing at him. Because when the wrath comes down, it ain't going to come on them. It's going to come on the perpetrator. Just like this conference call. Karma came back real quick. If those bullying and harassing posts didn't take place, this karma's call wouldn't exist. That YouTube video didn't go up, this conference call would not exist. But he think he hurt me. You post a picture, but you didn't post what the court record said. And see, that Negro know what the court record said because I've had a conversation with him before. See, that's what you call malice. He acts worse than a woman on the rag that ain't happy with her husband. Excuse me, women, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. That's why I don't know whether to give him a tampon or give him a tissue. That's not a man's behavior. That's a punkish behavior. I'm done with it after this. You know. Next stuff go up again, I'm going right back to the authorities again. .205, have anything else?
Hi, Chief. Actually, you know, it's kind of a sad day when we, you know, as people, is doing these things to each other. You know, it really doesn't make any sense, and it gives credence to the other opposition can be. And, you know, that's
exactly.
Really sad. Yeah. It's really sad.
It's sad.
So
you go on a tariff because somebody block you or unfriend you.
Yeah. So I guess that's all I have to say. Just, you know, giving them more ammunition against us. And we can't move on from, you know, what we've been through. Seems like it's just an endless circle, you know, of a mindless thinking. You know, it's just, but that's all I have to say. And I hope that it don't happen to me. So
my goal when I started with Facebook was to educate and share an experience that others may have and not aware of. I'm an educator. I'm an engineer, trade. That's my livelihood. That's how I make my money. This is soothing to my soul. I enjoy teaching. And teaching things that are factual. They say Africans been here. I say show me the artifacts. Because wherever a people have been, in a world, they leave things behind. I will never argue Africans was here for Columbus because they were. They came with other Spanish people. You argue that? Then you got people go on the Olmecs and not thinking about what about the Zo people that were on this side of the planet. But they want to ignore the Zo people but take on the Olmecs. But the Zo people, according to history, from anthropology and archaeology, were called Olmecs. That's a tribe of people that still have descendants walking here in America today. But they don't try to look for that history. All Olmecs African. No, they're not. There are hundreds of different Olmec heads. People come from all over. I deal with archaeology facts. Anthropology tied to genealogy. These are the things in life we need to look for. You don't find near African in Africa talking about their Indian. People need to start studying. Stay away from some of this information out here that are people ideologies and their own theories. I don't engage in that. That's not my story. I stay in my own lane. As my comfort zone, that's where I will stay. I don't know everything in the world, but I do know my people. I stick with that, and I will continue to. These things are very, very important. Too many of these guys today are on this hype. Really don't know where they descend from, basing it off somebody else's history and trying to generalize the whole situation. When you deal with the legal aspect of Indian and the Dawes role, a whole different ballgame. But if you said your mama, your grandmama, your great-grandmama was on a Cherokee reservation, you have no problem getting in the Cherokee tribe. They don't accept you. That's on your own neglect. Sit down, file a petition. Put your heritage together. Look at your family trees. People don't do that. They're going to bum rush government. I'm going straight to the UN. Really? If the UN was so powerful, why does it sit in the middle of the United States of America? Why isn't it in an island somewhere off where it's independent? These are the questions one should ask, because there's different layers up there. Some people only go into a little conference room. Then there's the big main floor where all the delegates of different nations are. How many people get to go? Who are you representing? How are you a delegate? But you're not part of the United States, but you're from this nation here. So you're going up in there. Who are you representing? Oh, I got an image. Really? What, your house? These Negroes better stop fantasizing and live in illusion and carrying many people to hell right long behind them with these false pretenses. And it's sad because they're so blind, but they're hungry to gravitate to something. And these who are very charismatic and very persuasive and charmed will fool the people. You got to be careful. Always. More so today's time than any other time. Got to be really, really careful. Those people will take advantage of you. Many of these guys out here operating these heritage clubs, these homemade tribes, they ain't no different than some of these Baptist preachers or Methodist preachers you see on TV on Sunday morning. Raping the people. Be careful with that. So if anybody else, I hate to use up my air time for this bullying, but I had to set the record straight on it. We'll be back tomorrow, and I'll give a lecture on some serious information that you need to hear. But I need to get this BS out of the way. So if anybody else don't have anything, 901, I'm going down the line. You have anything?
No, Chief, I don't have anything.
You have anything?
No. Thank you for what you had set the record straight.
Poll four. Anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. You have anything?
No, not really. I'm still shocked about this Quincy running around with a female identity. It's going to take me a few hours to get over that one. That's
all
it,
right.
Though.
Okay. All right. On that note, we're going to shut down, but tomorrow I'm going to give a lecture, and that lecture is going to be on musties. And we're going to talk about some more hidden facts in colonial history that haven't been revealed to you, that I've had privilege to come across. And I will share that in tomorrow's night lecture. And on Saturday, I'm going to give you a spiritual lecture. And that lecture is going to be on breathing and one's thoughts and the meditations of one thought. These are the many things we need to get back into. On the last month, I've been on different types of fasting. And I'm going to address this because this is another issue. I don't have no perm in my hair. This is bare all. Another thing I want to enlighten to you. If you take black strap molasses, it is very high in iron. And if you take 3 or 4 tablespoons per day, for about a month, your hair will begin to look like it did when you came out of your mother's womb. Start teaching y'all a little bit more about herbs. Well, before I go, I'm going to let Carlos tell y'all a few health things, especially about the walnut hull and what it does, and a lot of the viruses and worms that are in water. So I want him to take 15 minutes to enlighten y'all about these things. These are some of the things you need to know. Carlos, please enlighten them.
Okay, good evening to everybody who's on the line. I think Chief wants me to talk to y'all about the parasitic infestations that's in your bodies. This is something that is, and it's nothing that you can do about it, because everything that you consume contains these parasites. But there's something that we can take that's natural, occurs in nature. It's called black walnut hull. And you can Google it. And there's one other herb that you can get from Haiti. It's called bitterwood. That's also good to get these worms out of your bodies. We all have them. Some have them more than others. But when you start taking this black walnut hull, these parasites are going to exit your body. I have photos of people that I have introduced to this black walnut hull, and they have sent me photos of the worms actually exiting their bodies. These worms eat up all your nutrients, they destroy your glandular system. So in the process, if you continue to keep these worms inside of your body, these parasites, you start to age much faster than you normally would. You see children with gray hair. You have all types of ailments, high blood pressure, diabetes, acidic blood, which destroys kidneys, lung functions, and everything else. So you just are having a slow death. But if you want to stop these processes and stop these worms, you got to get on a regimen of black walnut hull, and you have to drink it. And somebody asked the question, how long will you have to drink this? Well, according to how they got everything set up, you're going to have to drink this and cleanse your body for the rest of your entire natural life. So there's a process in how to obtain this black walnut hull. Like I said, if you Google it, it's black walnut hull, H-U-L-L. And they got an internet site on how to make it now. You can make it and keep some around. It's an anti-inflammatory. Any rashes, anything that's dealing with fungus, it destroys it on contact. It also destroys parasites in your brain, in your tissues, in your gut, in your intestinal tract. You will urinate them out. Worms are in your bladders. They are in every part of your body. Now, there's a website called, if you go on YouTube, it's Morgellons, M-O-R-G-E-L-L-O-N-S. This is the disease that is ramped up. This is the next scourge of the earth. And these worms are basically eating people alive. They're under their skin. They're all in their bodies, in their eyes, and even in their mouths. Some of them, if you wash your mouth out with red wine, you can see the worms. They are attracted to sugar. So if you get some red wine and you rinse your mouth out for about a couple of minutes and you spit it in a glass, you will see the worms in the wine. Hold a light under it. But it's very important. These worms can change your molecular structure. They can change the way you think. You wonder why everybody argue and raise hell and people killing and fighting. That's part of it. The doctors can't even give you any medicine to destroy them because they don't even know how to destroy them. But black walnut hull is what we need. It's what you need, what I need, what we all need. Or bitter wood, which you can get from Haiti. Is that what you want me to tell them?
Yeah, let me see if anybody have any questions. 312. You got any questions?
Oh, I do. The black walnut hull, it's in liquid form. Oh, you said that when you make it, it turns into like a tea, and then you would drink it.
You can only get it once a year. That's when the trees bear walnuts. You take the hull off of the walnut and you put it in water. This black substance is going to come out of it into the water. The water is going to turn black. You strain it and you drink it. For its doses, it's natural. It's not going to harm you. The only thing that it's going to do is de-parasite your body, deworm your body. Now, I'm going to send Chief a picture of a guy who had these worms come out of his elbow. Out of all places, they came out of his elbow. And they looked like five huge maggots. So these worms, some of them are bioengineered. They have been created in a lab. Some occur naturally. But either way, part of the ones that has been created, which are Morgellons, or the human worm, they call it, these are part they still have, fleshly matter to them. If you wait, say they're not all synthetic. So in other words, they can be destroyed. As long as they have some type of matter to them that's not mechanical, if you might say, they still got some human form to them, or not human, but life form, put it like this, some type of life form to them, you know, they can be destroyed because they're a parasite, they're a bloodsucker. They need a host. So what you're doing is providing, a place that they don't want to be. You may not kill them, but you can provide a place where they don't want to be, and they'll leave. And trust me, they will leave.
Will, you have any questions?
Nope. I'm good, Chief. Glad we cleared the air.
All right.
No, Chief, I don't have any more questions. I know that it's been a very informative show, and you really put some information out there for me to really, keep my eyes on, and I'm very interested in that black walnut elixir. So, but no, I don't have anything to give.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to say good night. Hopefully, I don't have to make any more presentations like this. But this bullying and these cyber lies and these self-hate and player hating needs to stop. If somebody ain't vibing with you, go vibe with yourself and leave them alone. And on that note, I'm going to say, as we say in Uchi, he so a. Best wishes and good night.